Okay. So I just a little bit of a chumash, a little bit of a little bit of the chizuk. So I think we've been talking a little bit the last 2 days about bittul, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a good as chance as any to talk a little bit about bittul, about a little bit of kind of a different bittul. So that's the notion of bittul Torah. Bittul Torah, talking about bittul Torah. Talking about bittul heter levatul, bittul Torah. The notion of bittul, we find the term bittul in a few areas in halacha. We find that we've been talking about isurim, or guitar, whatever it is. But the basic idea of bittul is, when something is not all that important, then it becomes both. It gets lost in the shuffle. How do you determine whether something is important or not important? So there are halachas. So if it's a davar chashuv, so then it's not going to be bottle in your day. If it doesn't have the right shear to be bottle, that's also considered to be perhaps an idea of davar chashuv. But basically, the underlying principle is that you take something that we thought was chashuv, and now we realize in context it's not all that chashuv anymore. That's the notion of bittul. And the truth is that term bittul applies in other areas of halacha in a very similar way. So the mashal is dinner bittul chametz. Bittul chametz means you take a piece of pizza. It's really good. Normally I go to the pizza store and pay $3 for a slice of pizza. A little more for my mushrooms and my broccoli. And that. Yeah, it's a good piece of pizza. And now comes our Pesach and I say, "Ech, this pizza? Afer diara. It's good. It's bittul chametz. It's shvisa. Bittul chametz. Hefka, whatever you want to call it. Or bittul avodah zarah also. I have this unbelievable thing, this great asheva tree that somebody planted, right? You guys around in June, I spoke about it? The asheva tree? We spoke about it, right? The asheva tree, we did a beer of a zara in June, we were zaycha to do. So you have this great asheva tree that some mishugana planted, has been bowing down, and now we got our hands on it. And we can get somebody to be involved, to get a goy, to give it a kick and throw it on the floor and say, ach, this is a piece of garbage. So it becomes bottle. So basically the whole notion of bittul kishmer keinu becomes bottle, becomes insignificant, and therefore it no longer exists for all practical purposes. So Baruch Be'er, Baruch Shmuel Masechet Kedushin explains that almost within the idea of bittul Torah, there's almost like two different types of bittul Torah. It's almost like the same mashal of Heter and Nisr. Says Baruch Be'er, sometimes bittul Torah expresses itself in not that the person is doing anything of any significance. He's not really doing anything. He's yeshiv batal. He's doing nothing. He's not learning. He's not doing anything else productive or not productive. He's not doing anything. He's shooting the breeze, checking his text, playing his guitar, whatever he's doing. He's doing but nothing good, nothing bad. Parva, not doing anything. So that's one kind of bittul Torah. That's a problem. So of course, that's a significant bittul Torah. But that's halb Torah. It's only half a problem. Sometimes you have bittul Torah where a person is involved in other activities and gives such chashivos to the other activities, gives such significance to the other activities, that detracts from the chashivos of Torah. That's a whole nother level of bittul Torah, says the Baruch Be'er. In Lomdish terminology, one's like a bittul Torah b'shev al tasa, one's a bittul like b'kumbasa, he gives you all halacha. Only the Baruch Be'er can give you hagdoras, two dinim in bittul Torah. You gotta be remembered, it's not brisket, but brisket together, two dinim in bittul Torah. So by say, what Rabbi Be'er is really focusing on is the notion of chashivas haTorah. That, Baruch Hashem, we're all granted the ability to sit and learn, and we have time to learn. The question is, do we really appreciate the notion of chashivas haTorah? So the way to test, the litmus test, whether we understand chashivas haTorah, is what degree of chashivas we give to other things. Now again, there are a lot of things, each person at different stages in life are involved in different things, different challenges, things that take up our mind and our time, okay? And a lot of them are justified, some of them are not so justified, but there are a lot of other things that we have to take, we have to do. And the question is, what's our mindset in life? Marshal Chazal say that, Asei taras hakeva umlachtecha aroi. So Chazal speaking about the terms of Iker and Tafel, in terms of limud Torah and other things. So we know that, like in Lashon Hilchos Brachos, right? Ketzav Brachos, it's Hilchos Brachos. So Ikra and Tafel are not always determined by volume. Very often Ikra and Tafel are determined by mindset. If I have something that I really, really want, this is my goal, I'm really trying to accomplish this, I really want to eat the French fries, and it happens to be there's some ketchup on the side just to give it a little bit of a mashu. I really, really want this bowl of cereal, but I have to throw some milk in just, make it a little bit softer. But the question is where my mindset, where my goal is, where my ambitions are. So a person has to set up in life what the ikar is, what the mindset is, what the keva is, what I'm aiming for, where my cheshivas is going to be placed, and then the other things that happen to happen, because I need a little bit of the milk to make the cereal go down. I need a little bit of the ketchup to give a little bit, to give the french fries a little bit of a kick. So that's okay. That's all right. And the person's mindset is that all the other things that he's involved in is that they're all there to serve what the ikar is. So, okay, so then we can discuss, then we can negotiate. The minute one crosses the line, the minute one reaches the point where I have multiple loves in this world, I have multiple dvar kvurim in this world, my kvius is in Torah, my kvius is in this, my kvius is in that, my kvius is in this, my kvius is in that. Anyway, so then we begin to, have to question just how many things in one's life can be kavua. So we're going to spend a lot of time, hopefully, this year talking about Diras Keva and Diras Aroi, and we heard a little bit from Rabbi Berman yesterday about Diras Keva and Diras Aroi. So Kavua and Aroi are important terms of what our goals and what our ambitions in life are all about, particularly in the realm of Limud Torah. So hopefully we should begin this man with a brand, with excitement, that let's reach the point where the other things that are happening, and again, each person around the way, are whatever's there is there, but We don't want to violate Bittul Torah in the full sense of the word. We don't want to become that the Torah becomes something which lacks of chashivos. That's something that we have to be always, always, always very, very careful of. Okay. Wish everybody a good Shabbos and still chat milcha downstairs. Okay.
Yes, Sunday, Mitzvah Shem, 12 o'clock on Sunday.